The Big Story.
Okay, that's Moose. Now, you all know what to do. Let him in.
Hiya! Hiya, Joey!
Sit down.
What's the matter? Hey, put that gun down, Joey.
What's the matter, huh? Nothing. Not a thing. Just ratted. You just went and sang to the cops.
I didn't!
Shut up. Shut up and start to die. Because here it comes.
Oh, don't, Joey, don't!
Just a gag, Moose. It wasn't loaded. I was getting bored, so I thought I'd have a laugh. Okay, now let's get to work. I got a nice job. All lined up.
The Big Story. Another in the thrilling series based on true experiences of newspaper reporters. Tonight, to Ted Prager of the New York Daily News, goes The Big Story. Now, the authentic and exciting story of Manhunt in Manhattan.
You are Ted Prager, night reporter for the New York Daily News. And murder is almost old hat to you. You've covered the doings of Vincent Mad Dog Carl, Dutch Schultz, Oney Madden, and Murder Incorporated for your paper. You know your underworld, you know robbery, arson, burglary, and homicide, almost inside out, the way an insurance man knows statistics. Yes, you know your business. You're even a little blasé about crime. Until one night, about 1 a.m, you're in a friendly bar on East 7th Street, and the conversation is small talk with Sandy, the bartender.
Oh, football's not football anymore. You're too professional, Sandy. Give me those college teams.
I agree with you, Mr. Prager. You take that old Notre Dame team, I'd rather watch them than it. Hey, Mr. Prager, you see that?
What?
That guy just walked in.
The one with his hair all slicked down?
Yeah. Looks like there's 4 or 5 women.
Say, I know that face from somewhere. Some small-time mug or other.
What are they spreading out like that for?
I don't know. Sandy, it looks like a stick-up.
There's a smart man. Cute, too. Give that man a cigar. That's just what it is. All right, everybody, quiet. And you people haven't figured it out yet. This is what we call a holdup. Get your wallets out, rings, jewelry from the ladies. My boys will pass among you. Barkeep, you.
Me?
Open up that register and empty it on the bar. Now, make the rounds, boys. And you don't have to leave none of these good people carfare. Let them walk. What are you looking at, cute guy?
Nothing.
Let's see what you got.
Here's my money.
Yeah, $40. I'll take your pen, too, and your wallet and that ring.
Okay.
What do you think you're looking at? My face? Don't you like what you see? Maybe you want to remember me. Is that it?
Here.
Moose.
Yeah?
Give me a blackjack. This cute fella here is giving me the once-over.
Chief, we're all set. We got everything cleaned it out good. Let's go.
Okay, we go. Too bad, cute guy. And I was just going to give you something to remember me by. So long, dopes.
Then something incredible happens. 5 crooks walked in, but only 3 leave. 2 of them are still standing in the bar, looking bewildered, not knowing what to do. Then you realize that they're not armed. Maybe you can stop them. You move, and pandemonium breaks loose.
Hey! 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 Police!
Here comes a
cop! All right, stand back there! You too, stop, or I... Okay!
Hey! The cop got him, buddy!
Good shooting there, officer.
Thanks.
Well, you couldn't get them all, but at least you got 2 of them.
Yeah.
Like that, officer?
I don't think so. Say, who are you? You look familiar.
Ted Prager of the News.
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember you, Mr. Prager. Excuse me, I got to call the ambulance.
Nice work, officer. I'd like to write you up. What's your name?
Matt Gaines, 22nd Precinct. I could use the story, Mr. Prager. You could say it's too bad I only got 2 of them.